You could end with the drink and then
I could just be responsible. Septa
it back home.
I bought a silicone baking sheet to make caramelized bacon because of that.
And?
Because of how it works. It's amazing. Brown sugar, yeah. Bacon.
You've done takeout of candied bacon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Multiple times.
I'll take five orders. Five orders of candied bacon. How much candied bacon is left tonight?
Give me all the like bacon all. And eggs you have.
I brought a duffel bag. Just
nice.
That's where Josh goes for Halloween.
He takes like 18 masks and goes to Iron Man.
Wait, they give out candied bacon on Halloween?
It'd be a lot cooler if they did.
Hey, tired hands, get on it. Your hands will be tired from how much bacon you're carrying.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh,
wow.
I'll see myself out.
I think Danny's a higher alcohol beer.
Well, we got more of this guy here, so.
I agree.
Are you saying I only get funny when
But candy bacon aside, Tired Hands does make some really awesome
Never
beers.
Never push the candy bacon aside.
And this is a really awesome beer. I'm trying to bring the conversation back to beer.
So and you have less editing to do.
That's true.
A really, really awesome place for you guys to have a relationship with, so I think it's awesome.
Why is there a pinata in here?
Why wouldn't there
because
be?
Because of my children.
Oh, that no, that's Francisco. That's Francisco. He's our honorary mall mascot.
First time I've heard the story. Yeah. Truth.
He was decapitated in a vicious stick attack by one of Josh's sons.
So we had like an open house.
They heard he was full of candy, and they went bananas.
And
on
he
this
was.
Thing.
He was full of candy. He was delicious. We had an open house here with some neighbors. And I texted Mark on the way in, asked him if he needed anything, and he jokingly asked for a pinata, which I relayed to my children, and they would not let me arrive until we had a pinata in tow. So we had a pinata full of candy, and that's where Francisco came from.
He thinks I was joking, but I really did want a pinata.
And he got one.
And is there candy inside of him?
Not what? Anymore. There was. There but was. His kids went bananas and just beat the hell out of the thing with a stick.
I'm surprised you got him back together.
Yeah, it was amazing. They
you know, he used all the king's horses and all
you.
The king's
men. But they couldn't put Humpty back together again,
but
thought.
But they could put...
That's not Humpty.
I forget his name already. Francisco.
It's Francisco. And he's a llama, actually. He's not a donkey. Yeah. People think he's a donkey, but he's a llama. I have to correct,
picture,
I have to correct him all the time.
I'm Francisco. I'm a llama, not a donkey. Yeah.
And he's from Chile, I think.
I have a voice.
We need a selfie with the pinata.
Francisco.
He's got a name.
He's got a name, and he has feelings, actually.
Rich, give me Francisco.
Even though his head was once severed, he still has feelings.
But yeah, be careful.
Single tear.
Be careful. He's still recovering.
Francisco.
Francisco, yes.
But the malt is called Pennsylvania Dutch,
or the Dutch,
and it's delicious.
The Dutch,
the double Dutch.
Yeah,
it's delicious whether it's 100% or a hair,
or a hair,
or a hair,
a Dutch hair.
You should name something you grow the shady maple.
Ah,
ooh.
Oh.
I think that might be trademarked by Shady Maple. Smorgasbord.
Do you know what smorgasbord means?
A board of smorgas?
I just said that and then I forgot.
It means eat as much as you can?
No, it has something to do with like making sandwiches. Like something where there's
board?
Options for making sandwiches, like breads and meats. And
oh, right.
I make sandwiches out of stuff there.
You're a smorgasbord.
But you would think it means like... A crap
yes,
ton of
I
food, and you will eat food, and you will not eat for a week. And there's
slash
a
day,
slash day.
Half,
well,
half hour.
It literally
half
translates
hour.
To epic defecation.
Oh. Well, they do have a crap ton of bathrooms in the lobby.
Soft dookie.
just saying, and they play really loud music in their bathrooms. I stick to the salad bar when I'm there.
They have a couch in the men's room. They have a couch.
There's a couple like a couches room? In the ladies' room.
Yeah. It's like the green room for the toilet.
It's the room before you get to the bathroom.
Right.
Huh. Yeah, like you go in and there's couches and comfy chairs and like then there's the bathroom.
Like you're working up the courage?
But who would want to sit there because it's
you need to catch your breath.
Do I really need to go? Yeah. It's like, I need to read a magazine for
me. If you're at Shady Maple, you really have to go.
Yeah, I think it's, I've got to go, but there's 20 people in line in front of me, so it's like a 30-minute wait. And so I might as well sit on this couch. And I gotta sit down.
Conveniently, the couches are brown.
It's really for, it's for gastrointestinal reflection. So it could be before or after.
It's a nice clip.
So not like reflection as in like a mirror, but reflection as in like pondering something.
Exactly. Like, how did that go? Deep or thoughts. How will this go?
Deep thoughts concerning my bowels.
Reflection while reflecting?
Yes.